grab a card.
What?
What can we do?
Grab a card. Take a card. Any card.
Are we starting with a magic trick?
I don't know. I know one magic trick that I think I've shown you before. The clock trick.
The what?
The clock trick where you have to, where it goes around.
Didn't you buy a clock and something happened?
Don't even talk about that clock.
Bring it up. I'm bringing it up because I want closure. Listen, there are 30 people that listen to this podcast, and every person that listens has listened from the beginning, and they know that you guys bought a clock and that there was no closure after. You just said, I'm going to buy a clock, and I'm going to tell time and do magic tricks, and now there's no closure.
We bought a clock for $50 because Jacob said $50, and I was upset with him. And we brought it to the clock repair person, and they said, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll get that fixed right up for you. $450 was the quote.
Right.
This guy brought the Wuhan to America.
It's been
I don't know where he's been.
I'd say like a year
easily.
And a month or
no,
something.
No, literally a year.
Easily a year.
A year or something.
Yeah.
I've called him several times. I've spoken to him and he said he's cleaned it, he's oiled it, he's gotten new parts for it. And
he stole it, he shipped it, he already booked it.
It's still not working right. And he said that it's because they don't make the part anymore for what the part that it needs. And I'm like, can you make it yourself? You're a watchmaker, right?
Right.
And he's just like, no, no, no. And I'm just like, maybe I could do it. If you give me the old part, maybe I can make it myself.
Oh, you'll make the part?
Jake the watchmaker.
Where is this guy located?
He's in the basement of Roosevelt Field.
Mall. So you went into the mall. You went to the Lego store. You went to Cohen Optical.
We went to Build-A-Bear.
He bought a grandfather clock from this guy. I know this guy. My family, we bought a grandfather clock.
When did you buy a grandfather clock?
Like 10 years ago, maybe more than that, like 15 years ago, we bought a grandfather clock.
How do you pick that out? How do you go into a place
in the selection process?
Were you a part?
Yeah, we were there. I remember being very bored because
grandfather clocks.
Imagine this, a clock store.
Yeah, I mean, but there's the clock repairman that takes clocks from people and doesn't fix them. I guess that's the scenario right now.
No. But they weren't allowed to be in the mall for the past whatever, however many months.
Yeah, for the Corona.
We couldn't even know what time it was.
So,
this guy looks like Mr. Miyagi in the basement.
They're not open yet. The mall's not open yet. So once it opens, I can go there and just say, give me my clock. I'm out of here.
I think we should go in person.
We're going to. I want to just go.
No. We're going to.
All right, let me see the clock right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hold on. Let me go to the car.
Check your watch. Well, live from my apartment, it's the Jake and Jake podcast. Very exciting. How you doing, guys? I am one of your tri-hosts, Jordan Scalasar, moving to my left.
AKA, any AKs?
Nah, I'm Jordan Scalasar.
The Supreme.
The Voice.
Okay. Supreme. Oh, The Voice. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. And
the Supreme Voice, that's me.
He's The Voice.
I'm the guy.
Okay. And I'm Jacob Wassman, aka J Wass, aka J Pod, aka J Follow Me on LinkedIn.
Oh yeah, you love that one.
Yeah, we stop at the LinkedIn.
No, we gotta talk about it.
We did the LinkedIn polls like 3 weeks ago.
We're gonna dive into that. Jake,
that guy's a scam artist.
Third host.
And I'm Jake Treister.
Beautiful. Hey.
So you messaged me, like this guy posted, there was a scenario that happened. A guy posted on LinkedIn some picture of a chart.
Yeah, so this guy, I got a LinkedIn course with my company. They paid $100. For me to learn how to have a dominant LinkedIn account. So I wanted to have some influence on the profile. So I paid him and he followed me. He left me a nice review. He's commented on my stuff. Nice guy. I won't say his name, but I'm assuming you can find it if you text me. And he basically stole my post. He stole my content. It was my most popular one. I got about 50 likes, 24 comments. It was great. He posted it. He has hundreds of thousands of followers already. So within the first few minutes, he was getting hundreds of comments, hundreds of likes, going, great post, inspirational, awesome. And I'm going here with my schmeckel in my hand going, where's the appreciation? I just paid $100 for your course. How about you bring some people to my profile? So anyway, so I got you. I don't think you do LinkedIn.
I'm lost. So the guy that reposted your post.
Correct.
Plagiarized your post.
Exactly.
You were speaking to him prior to this.
Prior, I said.
You paid him to beef up your LinkedIn.
No. Right? I paid him just to learn how to make an awesome LinkedIn account, how to write content,
LinkedIn consultant, this man?
Correct.
Okay.
And then you turn around and he stole one of your posts.
He stole one of my posts, mm-hmm. and he was getting hundreds of likes within the first few minutes.
Well, why does it matter? You don't make money on it.
No, it doesn't matter. All I wanted to do was to have my account get
notoriety on the page.
A little notoriety.
Why do you want followers on LinkedIn?
Because what I do, I connect with people who are basically like the head of e-commerce departments at all these top brands. And I want to make sure that my profile looks credible. So over the past few weeks, I went from 500 followers to 865 because I've just been posting once or twice a day.
Is that different from connections? Like if I follow you or if question. I connect, like I may not, I may not know you on a business level, but I just want to follow all your plagiarized posts. So,
well, I don't plagiarize. That guy does. But number two, yeah, you could go into your settings and change it from, you know, when you go on LinkedIn and it could say connect or it could say follow. Have you seen that?
Can you do both or you only can do one or the
so
other?
So you can have one option as your main button. So I switched it from connect to follow because I want people to follow me rather than connect.
Right.
So anyway, so I messaged you, messaged a few other friends, a few buddies, and they all spammed his comment section. Everyone Jacob Wasserman posted this first, follow Jacob Wasserman. And I had about 100 people the next day check out my account and they all followed me.
That's all it's sick. Oh, it's awesome. So it kind of helped. So in a way, that guy kind of helped your page.
Well, it did help my page, but I think it also would have been good if he commented, shout out to Jacob for this awesome post, or commented on mine or liked it, because LinkedIn is, it's an organic search engine. If he tagged me, come on, that would have been awesome.
Can you repost on LinkedIn, like retweeting?
Yeah, he could reshare and say, shout out to Jacob, but my name would still appear.
Okay.
So this guy took my picture, posted it like he made it, and didn't give me any credibility.
Well, I got to know what the post is.
I'll show it to
now
you.
Now, Jake,
do you have LinkedIn?
I do, but I don't use it.
Why not?
Because I'm not looking for employment.
That makes sense. Do you have what's on your profile right now? If someone were to go to your,
it probably LinkedIn. Hasn't been touched in 5 years.
Right, so what do
I'm
you got
probably
there?
Supposed to connect with all my professors or all that.
You should.
And I'm just like, it's why?
Fun. What if you want to go get lunch?
All the people that I do business with, they don't know how to use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, LinkedIn.
They don't know how to use. Also, they don't know how to use a computer.
No,
For the past month, I've been dealing with people that don't know how to use a computer. You could show someone how to use it, or they know something. They know more than they think they know. That's the biggest thing I've learned. They know more than they think they know.
I deal with superintendents of buildings on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, who their office consists of a wooden desk and a chair that they go into. One for 15 minutes a day to eat lunch.
Right.
The rest of the day, they're around the building preparing stuff. They don't know how to use a computer.
And Sarf, who have you been teaching?
Oh, I've been teaching old people how to use Zoom. Extremely old people.
Zoom?
Like, how to use Zoom.
Zoom is a pain in the ass.
I love it. Listen, I hated it to start. I'm a monster at it now. Monster. I can explain to anybody. I can walk them
through.
Have
you been using the mic?
Have not been using the mic. I can, though. I have not, but I can. My voice sounds just as good without it. But what's interesting about explaining it is it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. If you're just patient enough to sit there through explaining it to an older person how to set up or update their Zoom. That's my favorite thing because I'm working with the group. They want a bar mitzvah and they want it via Zoom. And we're still talking about, we're negotiating.
Why are you involved?
Because I'm a Zoom professional because I pitched myself.
Put on your LinkedIn, baby.
You're damn right. So I'm talking to this family. And I have to explain to the older members of the family how to use Zoom. And it's very tedious. You got to say, I'll explain something as bare bones as in the detail as possible. Like
move the mouse.
Literally, hover your mouse over the camera icon. Move the mouse slightly right to the up arrow. Like I'll literally walk them through every single exact step they need to do to get to what I said. If I just said, hey, Jake, yo, go to virtual backgrounds to change your thing. I'm sure you could stare at it for about 5 seconds and figure it out.
I know how to do that. Right?
I know you can, but somebody who's 80 plus who doesn't know how to do that, I have to.
Fine.
But I'm saying that's what I'm doing right now. I'm explaining Zoom to people.
Is it more funny or sad? Like, I always think about this. Like, obviously, the people who are 80, 90 years old, they've seen so much change.
Right.
Where they don't even understand that they have to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've grown up, we're all 24, 25.
Yeah.
We've grown up and we've seen so much already.
Mm-hmm.
I can never imagine myself at 80 saying to myself, I don't want to learn this or I'm not going
to
actually
I'm already
learn
starting
this.
To lose it. I'm not on TikTok.
Like, you don't care about TikTok?
Oh, Jake.
No, Jake, you got to get on there, man.
Oh, you know what? You might not be able to download it anymore.
I have it already, but I never
went
on it.
Well, if you delete
it
now.
I'm already losing it. I'm not on TikTok. I have no interest in being TikTok. I looked at a couple of videos and I'm just like, this is garbage. This is actual.
Which videos did you see? Come on. There's some great ones.
I know. You're all about tasty.
No. You don't follow my TikTok.
Do you post any tasty videos?
That's not how TikTok works.
Do you do things in the
you
style
don't share
of
on TikTok.
Do
There's the first
Do you do
one.
Anything in the style of tasty videos?
No, Adam and I,
he does a lot of Barstool.
Adam and I, if anything, we have a page. It's called Cheat Day Pizza. Shout out Cheat Day Pizza on TikTok. We basically go to pizza places.
I know, you've told us about this before.
Yeah, we go to pizza places, we review it. Yeah, that's fun. And people follow. We get likes.
It's like Vine, but longer, right?
Yes, it's like Vine.
It's better than Vine.
But I can't, like, it's not like Facebook where I see a video and I can just share it and everyone sees it on my profile.
I mean, you could share, like, you could text it to somebody. You could, but it's not in the same
People sink hours into TikTok.
People sink hours into Facebook when it first came out.
I would rather not. If I'm given the choice of spending my time on TikTok versus not.
What's the not?
What I'm doing currently. If I'm just, you know, just watching a show, playing a game, I'm fine. I'm more happy with that long form content.
What's your social media of choice? I know Twitter, Twitter is your thing, but like.
All right. I use Twitter because that's where the things that I follow are. If that makes any sense.
No, yeah.
Like. Hmm? Like what?
Name an example of something that's on Twitter and not maybe Facebook.
Well, Facebook is.
Or not as popular on Facebook. Like.
No one uses Facebook
anymore. I'm just giving you an example. So what do you got?
Whatever account you say, I'm going to see if they have a TikTok.
That's a good question. All right, yeah. Name a group. It could be.
No, but it's a lot of smaller people. It's a lot of like the Twitch streams that I watch. They're Twitters.
Can you give me a name? Because I'm sure some of the people that you like, they diversify their content.
No,
they're also on LinkedIn.
They're also on LinkedIn. Follow me on LinkedIn.
I'll take up on LinkedIn.
No,
I don't. I mean, I can't tell you.
The ones I could use, which are interesting, I follow a lot of Pokemon card accounts.
And this is on TikTok.
And it's all TikTok, but I can't find any of these people really on Facebook, Twitter. Nothing.
They're all on Reddit.
They're Reddit, I guess, but like TikTok is their
Discord.
Discord is good. But I'm telling you, I follow all the Pokemon people on TikTok, and it's great.
Do you follow any of the Gary V card stuff?
No, and his voice annoys the hell out of me. It's worse than mine. Like, he goes, oh, yeah, and then you do this. And I can't listen to him. I'm sorry. But he is very smart. I do, like, occasionally will listen to something. I won't follow him. I don't want it coming up all the time.
Yeah. Want to go to the other topic?
You sent an article today.
We came in hot today.
Well, we came into the building hot today.
Let's do that.
The elevator opens. George Harper standing there wearing a mask in the elevator. And I ask him one simple question. How many elephants can fit inside a humpback whale?
Well, this is a great question because, as I stood in the elevator and thought about it with my mask on, I said, look, the humpback whales could definitely eat two. Two is a lock. It's definitely two. It's either going to be three, four, or five. That's where my math was going. And the question is the elephant breaking down in the stomach?
In your mind's eye, how big is a humpback whale? That's the thing.
I'm going to say maybe like 50 feet.
No, think in terms of a football field.
Okay, so what is 50? What is that like? Oh, you know, 50 yards. Not 50 yards. I would say. It's got to be like 20, like 25 yards.
Yeah, it's 20 yards.
Yeah, it's 20 yards. Yards. It's the red zone.
Okay, so they're like 60 feet, give or take. You got to think, how big's an elephant? Like, how wide is an elephant? How big's an elephant? Like, I would say, like, you know, the elephant could be. I'm maybe like 10 to 15 feet, like long ways, and then maybe height, maybe like another 10, 15 feet. So, humpback whale's probably also the same. You're looking at it like that. You're cutting into like four or five elephants.
You cut the trunk off, you throw them in.
This is how they walked into the elevator. I hadn't said hello to them. I hadn't asked them how their holiday was. Nothing about Rosh Hashanah. Just how many elephants fit in a humpback whale. That's how we started.
Yeah, and you're going to tell me that wasn't the brilliant way to start.
No, and I still thought about it. I was thinking about it.
The answer is three.
The answer is three. But here's a better question. Do you think three elephants have ever come in contact with a humpback whale?
Like,
one time.
Has the situation
ever
happened?
Has it ever happened where like three elephants are swimming or something? Elephants can swim, fun fact. And
can they?
Not like deep, but like they do that doggy paddle.
Have you seen a video of that?
Yeah, it's on a National Geographic. We'll look it
YouTube
up.
YouTube has everything.
YouTube has everything. Elephant swimming, we can find
elephant swimming, you'll find in 3 seconds. Because the internet's amazing.
Well, what would a humpback whale do if it saw, like, you know, humpback whales, they don't have teeth? Isn't it just like they
I don't know,
suck?
They have bristles.
They have bristles. But they don't.
Collect, they filter out so they can eat the plankton.
Bristles? Right. What does that look like?
You know, Finding Nemo, where it's like.
Oh, when they get swallowed in the belly, you see all those
little things?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those are to filter out for plankton.
Yeah.
So they don't have teeth?
No. I think they just suck in food.
Yeah.
Like, they suck in water and whatever the heck is in it.
They're eating swimming elephants.
Right. But what I'm saying is they wouldn't be biting an elephant's ass or biting its leg. It would be engulfing an elephant.
What would a fish think of a squirrel? Like if a squirrel.
Shit. Crap.
This is nuts.
A squirrel.
This is nuts.
A squirrel. All right, now we're going to the SpongeBob territory.
Yes.
But a squirrel, somehow you put it inside of a hamster ball with air in it.
Yeah.
And you put it in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
What are the fish
doing? And you're just paddling around inside the bowl?
Here's the thing. What do squirrels really eat? Just nuts? Is that like the
nuts?
Nuts eat bugs?
Yeah, nuts for nuts.
I don't think they eat bugs, but nuts seeds
are. So they're vegetarians. Would you say that about a...
I'm going to go herbivore, yeah.
Herbivore? Like, unless they eat garbage, like not hunting garbage or any crap. Okay, so like...
Fruit, nuts,
they may not eat... If anything, they might be intimidated by fish. Fish are scary. I'm intimidated by fish.
But they're just such an other world.
Sure.
It's just like...
Land, like a pure tree animal and a pure water animal. Like,
they have no... But would instinct just take over and just say, that's a fish? This is what you do when you see a fish?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it would swim and just hang out and build a big sea dome and get a tree.
I wonder what the equivalent for a human is. Like, is there any creature that you would get freaked out by?
That's just like totally...
That's totally...
Us in the lowest trenches of the blue, like the bottom of the sea. Like encountering an animal.
I'm sure there are
like
also some animals in the Amazon.
I would say that's like, I would compare it like, or the Amazon. Well, like,
or even like aliens. I'm sure like aliens, that's our
that's
thing,
what it is.
Right?
Does a fish see a squirrel as an alien?
That's an interesting point.
That's what I'm getting at.
The thing is, have squirrels seen fish before? And that's kind of, you know.
I'm going to say in like small ponds. Definitely,
I'm trying to think like,
do they understand the concept?
Like, I don't understand where a squirrel usually lives. Like, I just see them in New York. Like, when I went to Israel, their squirrels are cats. Like, everyone has their, like, animal that's rummaging through the streets.
What?
Like,
have pet squirrels?
No. Like,
you got that the wrong way.
Oh, like,
in Israel, their cats are squirrels. Yeah.
So there's just, like...
They're just cats roaming around.
You put that the wrong way. You said that
I heard it.
He said that squirrels are cats.
It is.
And you thought that it was that squirrels.
They're
that,
kept
that
as.
People kept squirrels in their homes instead of thinking that there are stray cats.
He didn't say stray cats. He said cats.
This is such. You went such a long way around. It's so fascinating how your mind works. Yeah.
No,
I thought I was getting in trouble.
No, it's
no.
Not.
Oh,
okay.
No, you just say squirrels like cats.
Listen, if I have Jake defending me, I'm usually right.
Oh, I don't know.
Talk about
defending.
It's you two against me normally, so.
That's true.
It's you two against me normally, so.
I have a pet squirrel.
It's a thing, you know.
People have pet squirrels.
It also like Bob Ross had pet squirrels.
Yeah, really? The painting guy. Yeah.
He had pet squirrels? Yeah. He was also a drill instructor.
He was a drill? Really?
Yeah. In the army.
Where
did he fight?
I don't know. He was a drill instructor. He didn't fight anywhere. He fought in the barracks yelling at people.
That's a great gig to have.
Drill instructor?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to fight, right? But you just got
to
yell at everybody.
But you might have to fight for like a couple years and then like...
Oh, you can't just start there. No shot. The best generals or the best soldiers.
Right, best generals are like the line chefs, man.
All right, you're in the military.
They're cooking.
Right, you're in the military and you're fixing computers. Mm-hmm. Or you're in the marketing department.
Yeah.
Did you serve?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Did you choose... you put down, I assume, what your experience is. And you know how, like, in third grade, you choose your preferred instrument?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You put down preferred. I'd prefer to be in the kitchen. I'd prefer to.
Right.
Someone's got to feed them.
I prefer to mop the floors.
Jake, let me ask you a question. You go to work. What is your, like, end game at work every day? Like,
we were talking about this in the car.
Yeah. What's your end game at work?
I do whatever comes up.
Whatever task comes at you needs to get done for the betterment of the company, right?
Yeah.
But now, working for any type of armed force or any type of naval group, your end game, I don't care what it is, you gotta serve and protect the country. I don't care if you're the marketing person. I don't care if you're the food person. You are a part of the process.
The janitor protects the country.
You're a part of the process. Are there janitors in the army?
Of course. I don't know if there are.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone
cleans
their station.
I don't know if that wastes the basic training.
Everyone's got
what I'm saying is that when you're in an armed forces or you're a naval group, your intention every day is to serve the country and protect at all costs.
How much clearance do you need to be the janitor of the Pentagon?
That's a good question. Oh, the Pentagon.
The guy who cleans out the trash cans at the Pentagon.
Do you think they have like a serious process? Like, I get to work in the Pentagon every day. I just clean up.
I'm sure they screen into the 10th degree. They like watch you probably shred everything.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I saw an article recently. You know how much the government spends on cleaning supplies?
A year?
A year. Yeah.
Hold on. Now we're talking. Now we're talking frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that. How much does the federal government
pay on cleaning supplies? They could literally hire us three.
Does it count this year? This year is going to be enormously high.
I think the reference was 2019.
All right, 2019. Yeah, we're going to go to that.
We're going to get to that. Right, I'm really excited to go into
that. All right, we're 20 minutes. We'll get into that in 2 minutes.
I'm not going to say
anything. How much money does the federal government spend on cleaning supplies per year nationally? $275 million. That's my guess.
And what about this guy?
The guy texting.
Yeah.
What?
How much money does the federal government spend on cleaning supplies per year?
For the Pentagon or
any other? No, the whole country. My guess is $275 million.
On cleaning supplies?
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like it's cheap. I feel like
this is a great frame of reference.
I would say like $100 million, at most, maybe $50 million on cleaning supplies.
So you said $100 million. You said $250 million.
I'm saying 50. Drop me down.
50. It was actually right dead in the. It was 185.
That was closer, I think. I went over.
Yeah.
I'm going lower now.
Who are they getting these cleaning supplies?
Honestly,
from?
The three of us could clean it for about $10 an hour. I don't. Even...
That's just supplies.
And then they have to pay for labor. Yeah.
Do you think, like,
that's just the pine salt.
Do you think the janitor in the Pentagon, final question before we get into the article you sent, do you think the janitor in the Pentagon may get compensated or have better compensation than a janitor at a school?
Oh, of course.
A bajillion percent.
You think? By how much of a difference do you think
like,
it would
that's
make?
Like saying, do you think the librarian of the Library of Congress gets paid more than the librarian at Shelter Rock?
Yeah, but we're talking about a job that...
I read about the Library of Congress the other day. It's amazing.
Actually. We're talking about a job that, like, is...
You're still the janitor. You're still cleaning toilets.
Anyone can do it. That's the thing. I think anybody can be a janitor.
But you got to be... You probably got to be white, first of all.
You can be any race or any type of LGBT
plus.
Are you
they're taking a Spanish guy into the Pentagon to clean the, garbage?
Well, if you really want to play that game, hypothetically, they may clean it better. Now, if you really want to play,
I don't think they're bringing.
Jake, they're taking any race.
I don't think they're bringing
anyone.
Jose into the Pentagon.
So who are they?
What are you? Oh my God!
I'm telling you, Larry Ginsburg's not coming in to clean. They're getting this guy.
I'll clean it. I'll do it. I
really do. I'm just saying this. Like,
what are you saying?
Just say it like it is.
You said it out. You definitely said it out.
Come on. Am I like? Is that not a point?
Well, hold on.
Are they bringing in a person that speaks Spanish, probably from a foreign country?
They don't care. They want to clean the place.
Time out. They're not hiring the guy up the street on Hillside Avenue. They're hiring a company, and the company will hire. And I'm sure they have.
No, background. I'm sure they hire
a Caucasian.
I'm sure they hire direct. You think they hire a cleaning service company?
That's actually an interesting question. They might do a cleaning service company.
I don't think they
company.
Hire like the people who are day laborers in Queens. That's what I'm
but sure I don't think that you're going to get in the door if your name is not Joe from 4th Street.
Joe Smith from Indiana.
Right, Joe Smith from Indiana. You're not getting in the door. If your name is Jose and you're coming in there and you're
coming in hot.
Well, coming in hot. Now you're coming question. In there with your friend and you're both speaking Spanish in the lobby.
Right.
They're not letting you in the door.
You pose an interesting point, and I'm going to follow up with this question. Are you ready? What? Working in the Pentagon, do you think that the government, technically who oversees the Pentagon, obviously works there, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Do they...
It's the highest level
they,
of security.
Do they hire, quote-unquote, Caucasian Americans over any type of American person?
I think you're okay if you're black or Asian. Maybe not Asian, because Asians, like, they have the problem with China right now, so they may just say, oh, you know, all those
so
people.
Based on any type of political...
I think you should be fine if you're black. But anything, you know,
can we just get
Middle Eastern?
Yeah.
Middle Eastern, they're not letting you in the door.
You don't think so?
No freaking way.
What do you think it is? I don't know what the mix is. Somebody's gonna let that.
I want to know the mix of employees, diversity wise, at the Pentagon.
Yeah, I would like to know that as well. That's a good question.
You think it's majority Caucasian?
I'm looking that up, but
I'm gonna say 75% white.
Are we forgetting any other races? Is white
Hispanic, white, Hispanic. Black, uh-huh. Asian, and Middle Eastern Indian, all that. Brown people.
That's a very big area.
Yeah, it's a big
Middle
area.
Eastern,
Middle India. Eastern India. That'll, but they don't care. You think they care?
Where's the?
Just clump them together.
Where's the Pentagon again? Unfair. Oh, DC.
Didn't get hit on 9/11.
You did.
Yeah. And they haven't released the tapes on that yet.
Yeah, that's
how long? How long do we usually have to wait for something to come out?
With JFK, they were supposed to come out already, but they delayed that.
What do you think we're gonna find out? About JFK. Think it was an inside job?
Could have been.
I don't see a clear.
I think it was a mob.
There's not going to be. Google's not going to know.
I'm going to look into that.
Diversity breakdown of the Pentagon.
I do want to bring up because we do.
All right,
want
to go into the article?
I love that article.
Okay.
Get it. You're the floor.
I read an article today about how this week, it's actually a very sad story. We're going to go take a downer right now.
Oh, geez.
In Yeah, this week, about 400 whales washed up.
You're taking it down, yeah.
Washed up on the beaches of Australia.
Right.
I mean, some of them are sitting in shallow water. Some of them are straight up beached. And what do? You have 400 whales, these gigantic, massive creatures. What do? You try and get some of them back in the water, but the ones that you can't, you got to kill them, right?
Sure.
The article said that it could take up to 2 weeks for the whale to die if it's beached.
It could be three elephants per whale. Yeah.
Three elephants per whale.
I know.
So
get a nice little
tan. How do you euthanize a whale?
That's terrible.
It's a gigantic creature. You're not going to give it a shot of potassium how they do horses. Mm-hmm. You're not going to shoot it in the head.
Oh, awful.
I mean, what are you going to do? So what they do the equivalent of shooting it in the head for whales. Disclaimer, this is kind of graphic.
It's pretty sad, too. Yeah.
They essentially duct tape dynamite.
They make a trip to Ace Hardware.
They essentially duct tape dynamite.
Them and Wile E. Coyote go to the ACMA.
There's diagrams. So I found this article. So this article referenced another article. I found this guy who's apparently the world leading expert on whale euthanasia.
Oh my goodness.
Brilliant category. Yeah. So in 2003, he wrote this journal article for this international association that I sent you guys. Mm-hmm. The title of it was Euthanizing Humpback Whales Using Explosives.
Okay.
And there's diagrams in there of how you tape it to the whale, of how you put tires up next to the whale. You put sandbags near the whale so you don't get flesh everywhere, I guess. I mean,
yeah, I don't like that this guy is
professional. You set the charge on its head. Everyone takes a few steps back. You got to have the bomb squad there. You're setting up a bomb.
I'm just confused how they wash up on shore. The waves just
push. The tide turns on them.
So they appear and then... How do they get some back in and some just lay on
the... Some of them are able to fight the tide and able to wait it out.
But if they're on the beach, can you just like take a crane, push them back in?
Some of them you can. A lot of them you can't because they're too big. You got to go out there. A lot of times they take a tugboat with a crane and they drag them out there.
Is this like a very popular occurrence in Australia? Does this happen
often? I don't know.
I hope not.
But what they said is that now they have to deal with 380 dead whale carcasses. What do you do with that?
Back in the ocean.
You can't just put it back in the ocean.
People, they got to eat too. Fine, we'll take half.
The environment can't.
A little whale roll.
So what I'm saying is, they can harvest the fat or whatever and use the fat.
Sure, we could use it in some capacity. I'm sure sharks or, you know what they could use it for? Like, this is going to be terrible. Like SeaWorld, like they need feeding or not SeaWorld. Dang it. Tiger King, they need like the raw meat. Like any type of zoo, I'm sure could use it.
I don't think. Okay, that's another question. Would a lion know what to do with a whale steak?
You just eat it.
Oh, he doesn't care.
Meat. I think meat.
He just loves meat.
I think any type.
That's like the squirrel and the fish, but to the extreme. Would a lion know what to do with a whale steak?
Any jungle cat looks at an animal and just goes after it. Lion, tiger,
bear,
cougar, like. You see like anything that's weak or anything that looks like meat and you just go for it. And I know that technically a whale is whale meat. We call that like a meat or a fish. Like
yeah, it's meat.
So it's like
it's meat.
Yeah, like
meat. It's a mammal.
They eat it. Like if I put a whale carcass in front of three hungry lions, they're gonna demolish it. I would say that.
Has that happened in history?
I don't know.
Now we're talking about these occurrences.
Oh, definitely in the safari. I'm sure they always turn.
They
out.
Had a whale.
It probably
wash
is.
Up
in Africa, Madagascar, Africa. Maybe Madagascar,
the Galapagos Islands.
And the lion went all the way out to the beach. Listen, to find
the
food.
Lions like sunsets, and
Well, what's that argument in the other guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, big.
It's the no, it's the tuna. It's the big tuna versus the lion.
Yeah,
and the tuna wins. If you're playing even ground in the water, tuna
in the water, of course. Yeah. Come on,
yeah, school of tuna versus
it's not
the
even
lion.
Fair in the water,
exactly.
So that's the argument. It's washed up. The whale's dead. You know, that can happen anywhere. A tide can turn.
I don't know if lions eat corpses.
I think lions eat anything.
They might have to kill it fresh. If they find a dead gazelle, are they eating it? That's scavenging?
I can see that as more of like a moral or a psychological thing with a lion being like, well, I didn't kill it.
I didn't earn it.
Because I didn't earn it. So... I'm going to say
this has been the weirdest podcast.
I think the guy on LinkedIn should
shout outs.
No, I think the guy on LinkedIn should.
Oh, should play
live like a tiger.
Yeah,
you should respect everyone else's post. Yeah.
Jake, any shout outs?
Shout out to Jose. Shout out to Jose out there.
Give him a
phone. Trying to clean the toilets of the Pentagon.
Great.
Nice.
Shout out to Jose. I want more opportunities for people who come here to actually do the work and not be shut out because of security issues that people have bad perceptions of people.
Jacob, any shout out?
That's the president.
All right, bye guys. Bye.